prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 28 April 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. We're bringing our special guest tonight. This guest wants to come up tonight with us, and one of the reasons we pay our bills here. Yeah, he does sponsor our broadcast. His name is Daniel Brinkman with New Manna Foods. And we're going to talk about his food supply, obviously, but that is not going to be all the topics tonight, folks. There's so much to share tonight with you about what's coming down the line for us. And I pray with everything in me that you'll listen. I really pray that you'll pay attention and prepare yourself as best you can for what's coming in this country. I don't want to be negative. I really, really don't. But, folks, if I didn't tell you the truth and didn't warn you, the blood would be on my hands, and I don't intend to let that happen. So stay with us, please. In the meantime, don't forget that Melanie Seastrom also sponsors the program in the sense that she pays for airtime on shortwave on 6115 right now. And she had been so good to us. And she will help you prepare for what's coming also. But I'm just telling you that because I care. You do with it as you want. I can't force you to do anything. I can, as the old saying goes, I can lead the horse to water, but I can't make him drink. Well, I'm telling you where the water is. Do what you want to with it. You call her at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188, and tell her I sent you over. That certainly wouldn't help anything. I mean, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't hurt anything. It certainly helped a lot. It wouldn't hurt anything. Okay. Anyway, and don't forget, we're offering the video that our producer put together. It's about an hour long. And, folks, I'm offering this for those that have people at their family, friends, who don't believe that this coronavirus item, although it's a real virus, is really hyped up and it's destroyed our economy. It's cutting off the food chain. But the people want to believe this. How about if it would they listen to experts like doctors from different backgrounds that share their stories? For $10.50, we'll send you a DVD that's it's an hour long. It's professionally done, folks. You make copies up if you want to share it with anybody you want. It's a DVD on the exposing this hyped up fraud of coronavirus and what they've done to this country. You just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Tell Lisa what you want. Use your credit card, debit card, or get her address and write to us, whatever you want to do. And, of course, the book, Rock from Backyard Medicine, my gosh, I hope you get a copy of that. I really do. I'm going to have to order some more down the last few copies. But, folks, this book is so, so important to have in your library for emergency use if nothing else. You'll love just looking at it. If you love nature and what our God created for us, you'll love just reading about the plants out there that actually can feed us and be medicine for us. $18.95 delivered. Now, that's the best I can do on that. I got a good deal on it, and I passed it on. That's all I can do to tell you that. And don't forget also, this coming Saturday, will be the 2nd, we are having Bible study. We're having current events, as always, start 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to have James McCanny join us for a Bible study, just a general talk with all the group in the Bible study group. Kind of, I guess it's unusual for most pastors to do this, but I want the people that I talk to be well-rounded in the truth, understand what's going on, and understand Bible through what's happening. Prophecy, folks, is being fulfilled all over the world, but I live in America. America's become a very wicked nation. We're killing almost 100 million of its unborn children. And we're being judged. Well, you want to believe it or not, that's up to you, but we're being judged. And the torments are just beginning. So this weekend, you can join us if you like. You can go to PastorButch.com, click on live stream, and there we are, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch us live. There'll be a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us if you like. Or you can listen on the phone, and you don't need a code. Just dial. You can dial either one of these two numbers, 605-562-0489, 605-562-0489, or 719-718-1679. Now, if you missed those numbers, you call and ask Lisa for them. She doesn't have them. You just let me know, and I'll, you tell me, call me Thursday, and I'll tell you. Love for you joining us. Last time I think Phil said we had something, a huge number watched us and listened to us online. I hope you will, because we want to do our best to educate you. But more than that, we want to encourage you. You see, it's not negative news, folks. It's our Father in heaven loving us enough to warn us. He loves us enough to tell us what's coming because he cares for us. That's what it is. We're having church. Don't forget that, okay? And all we can do is offer the truth to you. You do it as you please. Now, our guest tonight, like I said, is Daniel Brigman, Numana Foods. I've known Daniel now for several years. He took over with Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Has done a pretty big, good job. He really has. He's taken over, and I know he's increased, I think, the listenership quite a bit. He brings forth good guests. He's really up to date what's happening. And me and him think a lot alike. It's a little bit scary, I know it is, but we do think a lot alike. And I want to bring up tonight, just share some thoughts, and also let you know that some of his food storage is getting back in stock. They're starting to gain some ground. But folks, even Tyson Chicken owner said, the distributor said the food chain been broken. Trump's thing about putting out a executive order under the, I guess, War Powers Act to get the factory open to produce meat, produce food. So I don't know, but the food chain right now has been broken. And if you start producing right now, it's going to be weeks or months before it's back up to normal. And Daniel, you there?
Absolutely, with bells on.
All right. Tinkerbell, I like that.
Oh, watch out now. Come on, man.
I just see you dancing across the yard in a little pixie skirt. Okay, but anyway. It's good to have you, Daniel. It really is. I appreciate what you're doing and what you've done. And, of course, taking over for Joyce, and Joyce and I knew each other for many, many years, and he stepped in and up the plate and kind of took over for that, and I'll be quite honest with you, I still miss Joyce, but I'm glad you're out there.
Well, thank you. That's a very big compliment. I miss Joyce, too, very much. She's quite an influence on my life. What do you think she would be saying now with all this? What would be going through her mind, I wonder?
I'd say a lot of what we're thinking and saying ourselves. Daniel, she always had a heart to try to warn people and try to provide items for them that could help them through hard times. And I like to think that I'm a little bit of a Bible scholar. I like to think it. I certainly don't know very much about it, but I know some of it. And I do study the Bible, and I study history. I do study history, and I study current events. And I can tell you from Bible, history, and current events that we're in for a rough road ahead. Because the nation, according to Psalms 24:4, I have to look and see. Book of Psalms says the nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Psalms 9:17. A nation that forgets God is turned into hell. And the key word there is forgets. A nation that doesn't forget God is never going to really prosper, beyond slavery and poverty. But a nation that's blessed by God, Daniel, and forgets Him, to whom much is given, much is required, it's turned into hell, and America is certainly going down a bad road very quickly, is she not?
It certainly looks that way. The American ideal and the American ethics and all those things, the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights and apple pie and mom and guns and all that is all being challenged, certainly.
Well, we're seeing, I'm amazed. I mean, I can't believe people didn't see through this coronavirus hyped up situation when it first began. I mean, I believe most born again believers who knew the Word of God did see through it. Unfortunately, a lot of them didn't. And of course, we know it's a worldwide financial collapse that was all planned. This worked very well worldwide, so there's much more to it than just America. But I happen to live in America. That's where I am. And I really hate it for Italy and Spain and all the others. I do, even China. But I live here. And what I've seen happen in our country, when I've seen governors and president issue orders that they had no authority to issue to shut down businesses, tell me, a healthy individual, to stay home, quarantine, it help. That's not, no folks, a quarantine individual should be a sick individual. Somebody's got a problem. When you tell someone that's healthy to stay home, that's a tyranny. That's not quarantine. That's being a tyrant. And when the president and the governor said to me, you can't go to work, you gotta stay home, you gotta do that, Todd, that flies in my face very quickly. I just told him to stick it. I go where I want to go. I do what I want to do. I always have. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm not asking permission from Caesar to provide for myself, for my livestock, or anything else. Do you understand what I'm saying?
This is like the vaccine argument it's the same argument in a different realm, a little bit different realm. You know, for years, people have been screaming about the vaccines. My point to them was, if the vaccines work, if your family's protected like you claim with these vaccines, then what do you care if my children are vaccinated or not? So this is kind of the same thing. If you want to stay home, you think a mask helps you. That's what you believe. You believe masks help you. You believe staying home is going to help you. Then what do you care if I'm out or not? I mean, what does that matter to you? But it sure seems to matter to them. And to the government, certainly. And when people can't even go look at a sunset or go surf, I mean, the police are dragging people out of the ocean who are surfing. That's not safety anymore. That's not concern. Oh, I'm concerned for you. Let me arrest you for surfing. I mean, not helping me. That's not helping anybody.
Well, you know, it's gotten so bad. Now, this is a true story. In New Jersey, two children, I guess are probably boys, are out playing football. And a school teacher saw them. A math teacher told teenagers to die a long, painful death from coronavirus last week. The Trinitonian identified her as Nicole Griggs, a staffer at Steinhardt High School in Hamilton, New Jersey. Griggs reportedly became upset that a group of teenagers were playing football despite stay-at-home orders. Footage showed Griggs yelling at the teenagers behind the fence. I'm just trying to save your A-double-S, and save your life, but die, okay? I hope both of you get the coronavirus, she told the teenagers. Now, this is how bad it's getting. These people are so brainwashed and so fearful that you're attacking those who aren't. And this is a very dangerous situation, Daniel. This could lead to bloodshed among people that simply will not bow to vaccines and this type of fear from those that are fearful. We already have neighbors turn neighbors in for somebody being in the yard, you know that.
Well, you can see the strategy, and if I wanted to make sure everybody got the vaccine, or most people did, and there was chips in it, and I wanted this all to go relatively smoothly as it could, then I need help doing it. Because if I just set up at the corner shop at the CVS and say, you know, vaccines with your Bill Gates chip in it, come and get them, you know, a lot of people aren't going to fall for that. I mean, a lot of people will. The propaganda is so thorough and so fearful, a lot of people will. So what do you have to do? Well, now you have to turn all the people who are brainwashed and fall for this. You got to turn them against the other people to point at them, ridicule them, cast them out of society, social credit kind of system kind of thing to shame everybody else into doing it. It's really an army. How would you describe it? It's like a nanny state army, a brown shirt army from Nazi Germany. That's what they're setting up here.
I have some family members, I'm thinking about one specifically, who's a fairly intelligent individual. I mean, this individual moved pretty high in her occupation, and she's done quite well, but she's scared death of this. She's really afraid of this. And she was raised in church and should have known better than to be fearful of dying, but she is. She's locked herself in, doesn't want anybody to come and see her, and it's just amazing to me. I'm just sitting back marveling at this. But, you know, I always wondered how they would pull this off. How would they bring this country down? How would they get people, turn people in? I always wondered about that because I remember as a young boy, a lot older than you are, but I remember when I was in grade school, I remember Mrs. Anna Doddrell. Christian school teacher that read to us out of the Bible every day and prayed with us individually or as a group. I mean, she really messed us up bad. She really did. But anyway,
how dare she? She's such a
how dare she? You're right. But anyway, I remember her telling that in Russia, neighbors told on neighbors, spied on neighbors. I thought, well, that's awful. That's terrible. Now we're doing that in spades in America. But I didn't know if they're going, how they were going to do this. But now that I can see the genius of this, use something that people are afraid of that they can't see the fight, a virus. Get them afraid of it. Scare them. Lock the country down. Cause business to go bankrupt. Cause people to lose their jobs, lose their homes. Farmers are right now slaughtering animals because they can't sell them. They're just mowing their crops underground, just cut them down, letting them grow and rot in the field. The vegetables and fruits are just dying on the vine, so to speak. They can't sell their produce, their products. They're going broke. So what better way to get people scared of each other and say, all right, now if you see somebody on the street, shouldn't be there. Or either if they sneeze, God forbid, call the law on them. They may have coronavirus. It might spread to all of your community. Y'all may die. You know, in West Virginia, we only have about 1.7 million people in the whole state. And if you flatten this state out, we're a big state because we're up and down hills a lot. But we have about 1.7 million. So far, 38 people have died of 1.7 million people. Now, I really hate the 38 people died, although I'm convinced all of them did not die of coronavirus, even though they said they did. That's been caught up many times when they lie about that. But if they did, 38 out of 1.7 million more have died from the common flu, much more than that number. And Daniel, this has been hyped up to the point that our governor thinks he has the authority to tell businesses to shut down. Private businesses. And what makes really galls me is they did it. The private businesses did it. And the people obeyed their master and said, yes, Amasa, whatever you say, we'll follow your rules. That makes me angry.
It's very un-American, isn't it?
It is. It's immoral for people to be that way, to be that cowardly. It's immoral. It's a sin before God.
I interviewed Chuck Baldwin, I don't know, probably about a month ago now or something like that. And he was telling the story about being a child. His father, some of his uncles, they had fought in World War II. And they were sitting around and they were telling stories about the war. And they would talk about Germany, some of the things you're describing, some of the, you know, the surveillance on the neighbors, whatever, going on in Germany, and the control and all that. And then inevitably it would come up to the point where they'd say, well, at least that will never happen in America.
Sure.
We'll never have that in America. And here we are, you know, when I was a child, I remember my grandfather saying things like that. And here we are less than a lifetime. About a generation or so, and it's happening now because of an invisible enemy that people really aren't dying from. And, you know, more people die of cars. Are we gonna stop all cars? Cause people, what about smoking? I mean, why aren't they this adamant about smoking or, you know, chemicals in the water or what have you? Cause they've killed way more people than this ever thought of. So why aren't the machine and the media and people, why aren't they so aggressive about that? I mean, to stay intellectually honest. I mean, it just reeks of hypocrisy and lunacy really on its face. Not that I even agree that you should control people on those things, but I'm just saying if you're going to be intellectually honest, I mean, why wouldn't they stop people from driving? They should be sitting on the road shooting cars with paint guns as they go by. And calling the police on them. Hey, somebody might die in that car. Stop.
You're saying that jokingly, but in Colorado, the state police said they're going to be watching for people that drive recklessly because they haven't been driving for so long. They'll ticket them so they teach them to get back safe again. That's true. That's ready to happen in Colorado as we speak. I'm serious. And in Montana, I think the end of this, because people got a little bit angry, but in one county in Montana, they made you wear a pink ribbon to show that you've been checked for coronavirus. I'm serious.
That reminds me of the story. This has since been rescinded. I talked to Joel Skousen, who lives in Utah. We talked about that today. Actually, he was on the show. And we were talking about the governor there, Governor Herbert, I believe is his name. He got up in a press conference a little while ago, and he talked about the technology they have, the track. And that when you land in Salt Lake City in the airport in Utah, you're going to give a form, a declaration form, to list where you've been, if you've come in contact with somebody with coronavirus, basically almost like a social credit system an immunity certificate, quote unquote, so that you could then be allowed to come into society. Now, the worst part of it was if you drive, now listen to this. This is what really freaked me out. If you drive into Utah, the cell towers would geolocate you, identify you, and send an Amber Alert text to your phone of a form to fill out the same thing. If you drive into Utah, and the lieutenant governor or one of his minions or whatever got up after him and said that, and let this sink into you, this is the right thing to do. We think people will do the right thing, and that we will be tracking compliance. We will be tracking compliance. And I just thought, wow, my God, all this is like dog training. It's like a test, this whole thing. They're tracking our compliance. How far will we go? How far can we get these idiots to go in all this? I mean, how far can we push them with this thing? That's what came to my mind.
Well, that's what it is. But you know, fearful people are easily controlled. I said this before and I said again, there are two major ways to control people. Fear is the second one. It's very effective. You scare people enough, they'll obey by law orders. You remember the old Westerns? I've said this on radio many times. People are getting tired of hearing it. Where the bad guys come in at night and they got cattle bed now, and they start shooting guns in the air and screaming to stampede the cattle. You remember the Westerns, didn't I, right? They start stampeding cattle.
Sure, of course.
And the cows take off running. They don't care where they're running. They're just running because they're scared. They'll run over a cliff. They don't care where they run. They're just scared. They're right over top of each other. Anybody in the way. The only thing that stops them is for the good guys getting in front of them, shooting and yelling, shooting at their guns and yelling, and scaring them back the other way. That's the only thing that stops them. So that's how people are. We're scared that direction. They were scared. No living. Oh, coronavirus. Sorry. Or back and forth. They scare us to death all the time. And you herd us where you want to go. It's like herding cattle down a chute. You start one in the field with all kinds of room. By the time the cows figure out that they're going into a truck, they can't turn around. It's too narrow. That's America today. That's where we are. But the biggest way to control people, now this is important. You've seen the pictures of the old guys holding a carrot in front of a mule's head and he's pulling a cart. You've seen that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's false hope. Oh, it's going to get better, folks. We'll handle it. You trust us. You'll get back. We'll take you. Don't worry. We're going to send you a stimulus package. We'll take care of you. And people will cling to that because they're scared. They grab on anything. They're grabbing the straws. Anything that if Caesar says, if Trump says, the governor says, we're going to believe that because we won't get back to normal again. Not knowing it's never going to be normal again like we knew normal. But they believe that. So false hope is the most powerful way to control people. Just they don't care in front of them and say, come on out of there. We'll take care of you now. And they get them into a snare again. And that's Bible, folks. That's Bible. Putting your trust in man, Jeremiah 17:5, putting your trust in man is a curse on man. Trust man. It's in your Bible. So do you understand what I'm saying? Fear and false hope are two great ways to control the people. Matter of fact, in Daniel 8:25, in the prophecy of Daniel, I'm talking about how the beast and Antichrist will control the people. He says he would destroy many through peace. I looked up the word peace in the Strong's Concordance. You know what that word peace means there, Daniel?
Go ahead, I'm taking notes. Go ahead, Pastor.
It means false security and prosperity. That's what that means. He controls the people, rules the people, deceives the people with false security and prosperity. What a coincidence. Do we see false security today? Have we not seen prosperity to the point that people become selfish? Forgot about God? Don't worry about it. Government take care of us.
Well, I want to tell you a story. A couple stories. One, my cousin, I talk to her, you know, semi-often. She's got a small business. It's a service-oriented business, a spa business, you know, nails, massages, facials. And she's had it for about 20 years. 20 years, this business. Well, of course, she was one of the first ones that had to shut down because of the person-to-person contact and oh my God. So, with this promise of the government saying, well, we'll pay your employees, you know, don't worry, you can get this loan and it'll be forgiven and we'll take care of it, just to make thing. Well, she's been trying for months now. She's jumped through every hoop they've asked her to get this loan. And she still hasn't gotten this loan. I mean, this has been months. And the money is not there for her at her level. But we hear of, you know, like the Kennedy Center getting $25 million, sure, and this and that getting all the money's been sucked up. It's all been gone. It's not to the, you know, it's supposed to help the Main Street America. My cousin is Main Street America, and she hasn't seen one red cent of it. Let me tell you another story.
But the Los Angeles Lakers got $4.8 million.
They sure did. Yeah, they sure did.
They did. Yes.
My cousin can't get, you know, fit the 30 or 50 grand or whatever she's trying to get. The I called a guy today that was supposed to do some work at my house, and everything's been slow because of the virus and the backup and the getting people here. He's got a crew. He has work to do, and he can't get people to work. He put out an ad. Usually if he puts an ad on Facebook, I talked to him today quite a while about this. If he puts an ad on Facebook or in the paper, he usually has so many people respond that he can't even keep track, you know, he can't even keep track of them. He can't even, you know, overwhelmed response. He cannot get one response to people that want to work with him. And it's not because, well, they're scared of the virus. I mean, it's a construction type crew. You know, it's not like you're around that many people. That's not why. It's because the people that did work for him, they want him to lay him off because the government will pay them to sit on their butt and do nothing during this time.
Oh,
they
yes.
basically want a paid
yes.
vacation. So the government's one of the ways to destroy, you talk about, I'm sure we're going to get into food supply chain and all this destruction of this. This
yes.
is another
yes.
way that the government is destroying the supply chain of labor. The underbelly of businesses that, why in the world would I go to a business where I can just sit down and the government will send me a check?
And again, paid more to stay home, they all work. You know that, right?
Right, right. Right
now,
why who wouldn't do that?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, I totally agree. I mean, I'm just amazed. And you said food shortages, and we're going to see that. But, you know, I've been looking for somebody in my local area now to help me do some things around the farm here. You know, I need to cut wood to heat my house, wood and coal, and do some things. I can't find a young guy to even help me around here to help me cut wood and things. It's hard to find somebody who wants to work, you know, even on the side for cash. They just don't want to do it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
it's sad, isn't it?
America used to be legendary for this quote-unquote Puritan work ethic, American work ethic. Legendary. I mean, this is one of the things that built this country was the desire and the whatever you call it, the moral and the ethic of constructing something, building something, being productive. That's all but gone.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I'm just sitting back and marvel at it because we cut our own throats, Daniel, long before you and I were born. Under Roosevelt, they started a socialist movement, big time with Social Security. They built on from that, and the Johnsons, war and poverty, you know, with all the HUD and all the other things, the food stamps. We have turned from our work ethics to turning to government or man. I hate to use the word government, cause, to feed us. But they've enslaved us, folks. As Nehemiah chapter 9 says, they own our bodies. Look for yourself, dominion over our bodies and property. Read for yourself, Nehemiah chapter 9. Back at the break.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store-bought food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, I've been playing that song as a theme song of my radio show for over 27 years. And every year it gets more relevant to what's happening. We are at war here. Not only are they claiming ownership of our bodies through taxation and control, they're going to want to chip us. I'm not making it up. Bill Gates even talking about it. They want to chip us. The final control is to brand us, and they want to brand us. They already control our livelihood, basically. I mean, listen, folks, you don't own your home. You think you own your home, miss paying your taxes 1 year and see who owns your house. You don't own your home. You don't own your car. You don't own anything. You get to keep it up and keep maintenance up on it, but you don't own it. You don't own it. You don't own your children. When you get a marriage license in the state, they become a third party to your marriage. Folks, I'm telling you the truth because I care. Don't link up with Caesar. We all done that. I've done that. Hey, I'm 71 years old. I draw Social Security. I'm linked to Caesar also. But I'm not fool enough to know that it could not end tomorrow. That's why I have put back durable foods. That's why I have water filters. That's why I have guns and ammo. That's why I have a little bit of gold and silver. Hey, I'm telling this to the whole world. I know they'll make myself a target when this comes down. I know that. But somebody's got to tell you that you're doing it, and I'm doing it. I don't apologize for it. I just finished an article entitled Righteously Angry. It'll be up in News with Fuse real soon. And anybody that's on our mailing list for a news magazine, if you want on the mailing list, folks, we're going to send our magazine this week, this coming Thursday. If you want on the list to receive a magazine and my articles, I want to put them out, just go to Pastor Butch at startmail.com and send me an email. Say, this is my email address. I want your news magazine and other things you send out. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. I just finished an article entitled Righteously Angry, and it's right to the point. I don't apologize for it. Yes, I'm angry. I'm not so angry at the ones who don't it, really. I'm angry at the ones who allow it to happen. That's me and you. I just told Daniel that we get the tyranny that we deserve and nor tolerate. Tyranny is not the tyrant's fault. It's the people's fault. Daniel, go ahead. We'll get the phone call in a minute. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. One more time. 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you, especially first-time callers. We'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts with us. Dan, you go ahead before I keep taking over the whole program. Go ahead.
Well, I had some thoughts. You were mentioning FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You mentioned Johnson in 64. Johnson in 64, the Civil Rights Act, gave people the ability to have children at home without a father. And they would actually pay women to sit at home and have no father. So that it was much easier if there's no father in the home, no leader in the home, then the leader becomes society, culture, the government, the government's easy. These are all techniques that have been proven over hundreds and thousands of years. Hitler was all about education and controlling and getting the children and whatnot. And you mentioned brand, they want to brand us. And boy, that's a stark image. Because branding, when we think of branding, we think of cattle, obviously. And, you know, sure. Cattle are controlled and property and herded and penned and used for our purposes. I mean, that's what cattle are. Not that they're put there for us, for our use, for our benefit, what have you. And that's how we treat them. And that's how they should be treated because they are cattle. Well, now they're looking at us like we're cattle. And so this ethic, the dominion given to mankind, the divinity within mankind that's been placed here by God, that is front and center the battle line. You know, are we endowed by our creator, aren't we? That's the miracle of the beginning of this country. That's the miracle of the Declaration of Independence, that there was a country that by law that recognized that, and that was the basis of law. And whether you're religious or not religious or atheist or whatever, you better hope that your rights come from someplace other than government. Because if they don't, then you're looking at the social credit system in communist China. Then what's to say morally and rightly that China can't do what they're doing? What makes that wrong? What makes that naturally universally wrong? How they're controlling people, how they rip people right off the streets and take their organs from them, no ifs, ands, or buts. We're seeing in America the just natural law. Okay, I'll give you an example. When we're born in this country, we are in this world, not country, but just world. One of our biggest assets, if not our biggest asset here in the world, is time. We are given time. We have a body. We have, you know, the spirit of God, all those things. Those are kind of supernatural things. You're talking about in this world. What do we have? We have time. You can't even say we have money or gold or silver because once we die, we don't have it anymore. So what do we have? We have time. So time has a value. To mankind, it has a very, very high value. I mean, there's people who would give everything they had for more time. And so now you're seeing in the financial system, when interest rates go to zero, what did they just say? They just told you that time has no value anymore. So if you loan your money, And then in 30 years you buy a bond and then you give them $100 and in 30 years they give you $99 back. They just stole time from you. The whole financial system has been set up to put you in an alternate world where they're going to take time. Your biggest asset in this world just might be time. And they've stolen
Daniel,
it.
To further your point there, what is life but a span of time? And it's a vapor. Why would we waste our lives? It's a vapor. It's going in no time. You know that. That's what the Bible says, right?
Yes. And so now, look at oil industry. You know, was it last week? I don't know. Time goes really quick. I think end of last week, oil in the derivative market was trading at zero, then below zero, negative.
Yes,
I think it got down to $30 or something like that. Negative.
Yes.
How in the world is a barrel of oil worth negative $30 that you'll pay me to take it? So that you see how natural things of commodities, time, the natural things of these universe, the financial system now, they've stolen so much and there's nowhere left to steal that now the only way they can make money is to now destroy economies, to bring economies into branding, into cattle, herd it, and to destroy it. So now the financial system, it's an alternate universe. It's not about building anything. It's not about actually creating something. At least the robber barons of the past, the 1800s, the railroads, the Rockefellers, at least to some degree, they built something. You know, at least Carnegie was building something. They don't even build. All they do is destroy.
That's true.
And so the alternate universe that we live in is taking this dominion, or the alternate universe that they're trying to get us to live in, is wrong. All these things have no value. Mother, father, children, life, time, effort, work, religion, divinity, faith. That these things all have no value. That's the world. You talk about hell. That's hell. And it's a competing system where Lucifer wants to take away your choice, saying, look, God has condemned you by giving you choice. Your choice is causing all this disease. Your choice is causing all the homelessness and the poverty and the famine. Give me your choice. Take it all away. All those things, those natural things of value, the individual pursuit of happiness, they have no value. They cause unhappiness. Give them all to me, and I will make you happy.
Uh-huh.
That is the war. When people say, well, what do you mean? Look, what about you Bible thumpers or this and that? And what has that got to do with the stock market? It has everything to do with it. Because the whole world is being turned upside down, where things of natural, inherent, divine value now have no value in this other world that they're trying to place us in. And that Absolutely. Your choice and your divinity and everything will be taken over for a planned economy or a social credit system controlled by some AI bot, and you're just a cog in this wheel instead of a divine spark within you of glory and a dominion placed there by the Creator and supported by law in the United States by the Declaration of Independence. You see the difference? There is nothing more important in your life. When I say in this world, your life, I've said this many times, I will say it many times as long as I got breath. Everybody who's listening to this broadcast, all of us put together, our lives, our physical lives, are not worth as much as the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. They're not. You talk about what is the value. We're to the point we have to ask, what reason are we alive? What is the purpose of our life? And for what we give, what would we give our life? Daniel Estulin asked that question. We're to that point. And this may seem dramatic. Well, isn't what's going on dramatic?
It is dramatic. I mean, it is dramatic. Yeah, it is. It truly is. I agree with you. You know, and even beyond that, I told you before, even far beyond that, even far beyond what we call rights is our duty to God. If we kept our duty to God, Daniel, we would feel all the rest of it very easily. Because Christ said in Matthew 6, you put the kingdom of God first, and I'll add these things to you. So when you forget God, you forget everything. Without morality, without His basis of morality, you can't have freedom. People go into chaos. And that's what's happened. You're right on the money with that. I mean, our life, if we don't own our bodies and our time on this earth, we don't own anything. We're property. We own our conscience. We own our minds. We own our bodies. And we should make sure they're in line with the Word of God. But I mentioned Nehemiah chapter 9. We've got to get the phone calls. The lines are full. Before I go there, I want to read just, if you don't mind, a couple verses in Nehemiah chapter 9, Daniel. And before these verses start, Nehemiah's telling the Lord about the things that he knew the people had done, but turning back upon God and serving other people, other gods. But he said, behold, let's talk about them. Listen, see if it doesn't fit America. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also, they had dominion over our bodies and over our cattle and at all at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. Does that not fit America today, Daniel?
That's the whole world. I mean, what you just said is a very important scripture. Dominion. They have control. They have, Genesis chapter 1, dominion was given to who? It's given to you. You have a crown placed on your head, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what all this is about. You know, what's the football that everybody's fighting for? The yard that everybody wants to the end zone? It's dominion. And that's what all these governments want. They want your dominion. And you can argue, you know, people, you can put this in a religious context or not. They want your dominion. They want your consciousness, and that's what the fight's for, period. That's what this is for.
They want to own you, lock, stock, and barrel. They want everything that belongs to you. They make merchandise of your souls, the scriptures tell us. We got to get a phone line. Man, they're getting packed up here. Let's start with my good friend and brother up in Ohio. Let's talk to Addison. Addison, are you there? Come on in.
Yes, Pastor. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, doing very good. Good to hear you.
Hey, you know, tonight, you guys have been very negative, giving me negative vibes and the heebie-jeebies. And I got a praise report. Daggone it. The they must have found a cure for cancer, diabetes, pneumonia, and heart disease, because nobody over 60 has died from that stuff in about a month.
You're right. I mean, Somerville Hospital had six patients in the whole hospital. Elkins Hospital, which is three times the size, had four patients in the hospital. Sarah Bell's got cured. This coronavirus, Daniel, stopped terrorist attacks, it stopped mass shootings, it stopped wars, and people aren't dying.
Me and my wife's been sitting out here in the back porch enjoying ourselves, drinking these quarantinis and getting ready for the roll up your sleevers.
Hey, oh boy.
Listen. The coronavirus, most people don't even know this, but the C stands for certification, O of, V for vaccine, ID identification, 19 AI, artificial intelligence. Here's the breakdown. The 19th letter of the system is plural. One is A, nine is I for AI. So A would represent AI, which would be chipping, tracking, and monitoring and integration.
I did not know that.
Certification.
I did not know that.
Certification for the vaccine ID is synchronized with artificial AI.
Right, right.
This will be injected into everybody as a chip and will be controlled remotely via 5G. And see how negative you guys are tonight.
I know. I'm so glad you've been told us this makes feel much better.
You make us sound like
hey,
Mary
Daniel.
Poppins.
Oh, thank you. Let me click my ears together. Hey, how far out are you on freeze-dried food right now?
Probably about a month if you order today. I mean, we did get even a little further back than that. And there's a couple things people have ordered. We've tried to streamline our offering. So if somebody orders something that's outside the stream, we've had a little trouble getting that, but we're working on that. But if you order, you know, the main things that we're selling right now, you're looking about a month. And it's getting better. It is getting better. That's if you order today.
Well, we're planning on doing a order with you tomorrow, because I was just fine. You guys started talking about all these meat packing plants closing down and Tyson and all this, and you give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, well, good.
Let me tell you something for you and your wife sitting there on your porch enjoying yourself. Let me tell you a little story. When I don't know how long ago it's been now. On our show, we talked about toilet paper, and I told people, you better go get your toilet paper. And this is before, and now you go to the stores. I don't know where it's like, but most of the people I talk to, where you are, but where I am, there's hard, even now you can barely, you know, you got to get there the right time of day to even get any toilet paper. And it looks like we live in Cuba or something, or some kind of socialist country with the supply chain and the way the grocery stores
we
are.
Do.
The meat,
we do.
The meat
we do. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm telling you, everybody right now who's listening, I don't care if you buy a new manna. I don't care if you get a pack of rice. I don't care what you do. You better do something. You better go to your freezer. If you care about meat, if you want meat, go to your freezer. If you haven't eaten in about 6 months or whatever, give it away, throw it away, or eat it. Clean out your freezer and fill it with chicken and beef. You better.
You can't even buy a freezer, Daniel. Can't even buy a freezer.
Or that, yeah, you can't even, the story, Todd.
You can't even find a freezer.
Yeah, Todd, I got one of the last freezers at the Lowe's here. One of the last freezers, and they haven't even gotten any more.
They're out of stock till September at the earliest.
Todd was talking about, he called everywhere around where he lives and can't get a freezer.
Yep, they're
there's
out
no
stock
freezers.
September. I got to jump, a good call. Thanks for calling,
hey,
brother.
Love you
yes,
guys.
Sir. Thank
hey, thank you,
Addison. You. Thank you. I just come next to Maryland and talk to Ariel. Ariel, you there? Welcome.
Well, welcome. Thank you. I want to thank you for bringing up the idea of informers. The government is really trying to brainwash us into that way of thinking. And I remember back during the Korean War thinking, you know, life must be hell there in Russia because kids were informing on their parents and neighbors were spying on each other. But the reason I called in tonight is we're under a curse in this country. God told us don't put an alien over you. And people went ahead and forgot everything they learned in the Bible and voted in Obama. And it looks like, you know, they haven't learned anything. But we've been under a curse, you know, maybe for the last 100 years.
We have, or longer. We have, and we really have.
Pastor, and there's a way out of it. There's a way to get God's forgiveness. It's to repent.
Amen.
And be baptized.
Amen.
Until people are ready for that, things are just going to go from bad to worse.
And repent means a change of heart and a turnaround. When you repent, you don't keep going down the same path. Repentance means turn around. When the people repent, truly repent, start seeking God and doing what's right. If they're not waiting for the government check, they're doing what's right, they're going to trust in God, then we see things change. But if that doesn't happen, it isn't going to happen. Good call, Gary. Anything else?
Yeah, just a few days ago, Mr. Brigman was on his show, and he said, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution were more important than the Bible. And I don't know if he was talking and getting away with his own self there, but if he really believes that, he's a devil. And maybe he was just...
Well, let me defend myself, Arrow. That's not what I said.
Let's hear it then.
Yeah, I'll say it clear to anybody who's listening, and I'm not afraid to say it. The Declaration of Independence, and what it said, when I say that, I mean specifically the second paragraph, and that law that is written in the United States, the Bill of Rights with it, you could take it up, fold it up, and put it in your Bible, and it's at least as important as probably 90% of the Bible. And that's what people don't realize. That, and I'll stand by that. If people think I'm the devil for saying that, then I'll say it. What do you think that's more important than the listing some of the wars or whatever for our life? We can't even have it. You go to China right now, you can't even have a Bible. They got Bibles, but yet they can't have them. They can't even meet. So what's the difference between China and the United States? In the United States,
you're talking to the power of our people. We're teaching you. You think you know this better than we do, and you're telling us.
Telling you what? I'm telling you my opinion. That's what I believe.
Yeah. But do you believe that the Bill of Rights is more important than the Bible?
That's not what I said. I just made it. I said it again. You can print it out. It deserves. And I'm not lowering the Bible by saying that.
I'm not lowering the Bible at all.
I'm exalting the Declaration of Independence and what the Bill of Rights is, what it can do for us. That's what I believe. Hey, if you don't believe that,
if we put God back in society, I think I understand what he's saying here, Ariel. I think he's saying if we put God back in society, they would fit back in again.
The Mosaic. Okay, let's talk about the Bible, the Mosaic Law. What did the Mosaic Law come out of? It came out of people's belief in God and their fervency for God and their willingness to submit to God and have value and all these things that we value, right? So the extension of that became the Mosaic Law brought down from God because the people would accept it. In the United States, it's very similar that the Declaration of Independence was written and these things were declared by law. Do you know how unique it is? It's never happened once besides the Mosaic Law in any kind of fashion of any size that a country will acknowledge the endowment of God as the basis of law in their country.
That's the point I'm trying to make here, yes. I mean, without God, there's no foundation for it. I understand what you're saying. I do. I do. I understand what Ariel's saying, too, but I mean, if God's a foundation, it'll stand. If it's not, it won't. I don't care what it is. Good point, though. Good call, Ariel. God jumped. Good point. Let's go next to New York. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening. Southwestern New York, too. That's
all right.
Clarification. Hey, I hope somebody can dust off the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act and review that from shortly after 9/11. It's the other thing was the default situation where the UN troops can come into the U.S. Without being asked, they can just automatically come in a civil unrest situation. I hope that's something that you two can table and look into later. But what I did want to say is, Daniel, when will you be returning the three ads from Jeff Rentz to your program? I've been a listener of the Power Hour and Shortwave, oh, probably since long before Dave Von Kleist was even on. And one of the products, Allison C, is definitely a major, major item that people that are trying to fight this thing off definitely need.
So what's your? I don't understand your question. What is your question?
You wonder if you're going to have Allison 3.
When will you reinstate those three commercials that you used to have on your program?
Well, he's no longer on the Rentz. He's no longer on Rentz. Rentz's commercials.
I'm on Rentz. I am on Rentz.
Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake.
If you listen on the Rentz network, then the Rentz commercials are on there.
I listen on shortwave and. Used to have them on shortwave, and then you stopped having them. Why?
Well, then we put all our commercials on shortwave. So all the commercials for the Power Hour go on shortwave or the other broadcast that we pay for. Rentz doesn't pay for shortwave. If he paid for shortwave, that's what we do. On Rentz, if you listen on Rentz Network, they'll be on there. And that's part of the deal that we have.
Let's just keep this strictly shortwave. Forget about the Rentz Radio Network. You used to have the ads for Allison C, Carnivore, and Bio Superfood. And then all of a sudden they got dropped.
Wow. Probably because we took control of all the commercials, so Rentz wasn't doing the commercials for us. So Rentz didn't do the commercials for shortwave anymore. We did.
Actually, I believe you were the first one to do that.
Okay, let me jump in here. This is Todd. I do both. Yeah, I do both Rentz and Power Hour. And what Daniel is saying is correct. All right? This was Jeff's decision. This was not Daniel's. All right.
Okay, all right. Good call. Got to jump, Mark. Thanks for calling. Let's go next to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Got about a minute and a half or so. Got to hurry.
Okay. Well, first of all, Daniel, did you get my message? Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me, a pastor, but I barely heard you. Say that again.
Daniel, this is Gary from Created Equal. Did you get my signs I sent to you on your phone?
Oh, hey, Gary. Hey, Gary. Hey, how's it going?
So anyways, I sent some copies of some signs I made that I'm going to put on the street now with my Created Equal stuff.
Yes, yeah, so about the, about the abortions, about the, all the abortions and what have you, correct?
I sent you a couple of times the other day. Maybe you haven't seen it on your phone yet. But since all of this is going down, the people's running back and forth on the street, I guess I got cut off. So
I'm sorry. Call Martin and show it tomorrow night. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Thanks, Gary. Daniel, we'll talk to you soon. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. God bless everybody.
All right. Talk to you folks. We love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, Dan Deo. We've got a lot to talk about tomorrow night, too. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.